Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're taking on a team who, they've got some good players. The number four has scored, the number 11 has scored, the left back scored, the goalkeeper's made some great saves. But you've been relentless today. You could have taken your foot off the accelerator very early on, but you haven't. Yeah. How impressed were you with that performance, and how keen were you to put in a performance like that?
Yeah, I think we talked about it after the Cheadle game, and I mentioned about the final third was a massive issue for us. So we went back to the drawing board this week, and we've just done final third, final third, final third. And you've seen it today. Three hat-tricks, I think it is, in the end. And quality stuff all around for the girls. Like, for me, a big one at half-time, and I said to them, I said, I don't want none of this. There's people coming down watching us. We've got a lot of fans coming here. Probably one of the better turnouts this year. We need to put on a show. We need to put on a show from minute one, and not one of them where it goes, oh, we're 4-0 up now. Let's just see this game out. Let's keep going. Like, why not? We've talked about the goal difference being a massive thing, and I was fuming last week when I seen the stats when I think we had 23 chances and got one goal against Cheadle. And I think they got away with it last week. Like I said, we talked about it. And I think these aren't a bad team. Like you said, the four, she's come from Blackburn. The 11's from Blackburn as well. Like, you put them in different teams and you go, yeah, good then. She were picking passes out left, right and centre. So we put a bit of a strategy together for them. And we might see these again. We've got Tranmere in the semi-final. They're in the other side of it. So we need to put like a bit of a kind of a statement across to the league. We're not messing about. Like, we want to win the league. And people are going to look at the refresh on full-time today or Twitter, and they're going to go, oh yeah, wow, 13-0, what happened there? And they're going to look at where people sent off with this. No, we just turned up today. And I think there's teams there where we can turn up, like any team in this league, we can beat them 13-0 if we turn up on our day.
Well, it was all about coming out the gate storming at the start of the day. We didn't want a Mosley Hill situation where we just, you know, especially at this stage of the season.
No.
Jess Battle
was
there with a 24-minute hat-trick.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Unreal.
That's certainly a springboard for this afternoon's final scoreline.
Yeah, I think I went with Battle to start with, just for the quality. Like, no disrespect against any other forwards. Like, Ash Hayes has come on and got an hat-trick. We have got quality all over the pitch, and we played a few people in a few different positions today. But Battle is I trust her on one touch in the box. That's what it is, where if something comes in the air, on the floor, behind her head, like, chances are she's going to get it on target. And that's after Battle at this level as well. Like, get the ball on target, pick a corner, and for her to come and get an hat-trick like that, it changed the game for us.
We could give player of the match to Jess Battle for that hat-trick. Could give it to Libby Dixon for her hat-trick. You know, even Ashay's got a hat-trick, as you said. But I've just said, and I think I'm right in saying this, that was Chelsea Flanagan's best performance in the red shirt. That was just immense.
It was just dominated. Yeah. Like, I played towards the end of the game. I said, go and play out on the left a little bit. Like, we'll pack the midfield out with bringing Darby Williams back in as well. And it was good to see her get some minutes in. Go and play out on the left and cause some problems. And I've got this thing in my head, is I like the idea of having left footers and right footers both on the same side, so that when you're playing as a fullback and you're trying to play against it, which way is it going, which way is it being crossed in from? And when you've got Chelsea Flanagan there and Kirsty Chambers on the left side coming at you, what are you going to do? Like, honestly, what are you going to do? And fair play to Kirsty Chambers today. Yes. Like, she's gone in at left back. I've been trying to convince her all year that she's a left back, and she's had her better games at left back. Like, and I say this, is she receives the ball as a left winger, and she's got too much work to do. She's getting it as a left back, and she's got all the space in the world in front of her to make her mind up. And I think that's where she's at in her career. I think that's what she needs.
One player who was actually at Curzon Ashton a couple of weeks ago was Jerome Wright.
Yeah.
And Jerome Wright was a left winger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Paul would agree with me. We got an extra 5 years out of Jerome Wright playing left back.
He did a very good job.
So
he grew into the role.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's learning, Kirsty's learning the role, and Jerome's a mate of mine, and I've had that conversation that listen, Jerome's a legend at FC, and you're already a legend, but you can go on and become even further and cement yourself in the history book. So I think it's going to be something we're definitely going to look at. But it gives us options, definitely.
Ashley's going to buy Kirsty a drink as well, because that was selfless stuff, wasn't it?
Hey, it's do you know
what
it is?
A captain's cross, that.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Is we were looking today, is how do we get our strikers scoring goals? Like, we want to play in games like this, and we don't want any striker, especially, to finish the game and go, oh, I didn't have a great game there. But we were talking then about player of the match in the huddle, and they said, we'll have to get the Tom Bowler out this week and just pull it out and see how we get. But like I said, I'd probably agree with you. Chelsea Flanagan was untouchable today. Like, you can't get nearer.
The Shauna Jean, we were right behind that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, that, wasn't it?
Mate, I was the same angle as you, and she struck that.
So that was going wide, and then, oh, look at that.
Do you know what, though, Shauna, she plays a lot of, like futsal stuff, and you can tell she's got tricky feet and stuff, and she does know where the net is, and she does it more in training, so I've been saying to her, when you get in that spot, just have a pop.
Now, I might as well show you this while you're here, James, because I've been busy.
Here we go.
I've got a spreadsheet.
There's a few of them knocking about, I promise you.
Obviously, Salford won today. Two ex-players scoring for Salford. Yeah. It was their penultimate game. They picked up the 3 points at a tricky venue. It does set up the game in a fortnight's time here. Yeah. That'll be Salford's last game of the season. The max points that they can get is 44. Mm-hmm. We can get a lot more than that. But
I've not got a lot of love for that Salford game we played. A lot of good players there. But we threw that away when we played them. We were 4-2 up, and I know it's stuck in people's minds. Like, I remind them non-stop about it. Like, we threw this away, and I'm thinking if they come here and we start how we started today, as fast and as blistering as we are, they'll realise quickly that this is a different beast that they're playing against this time.
It's one of them games as well where if you're listening to this at home and thinking, oh, this sounded good today, get yourself down there on the 9th of April. It's going to be a huge game. So let's just discuss the semi-final next week here at Broaders Park, Tranmere Rovers. One game at a time, just to reaffirm what we said earlier, the final will be at Vauxhall Motors,
that's news to me, so
on the 7th of May?
7th of May, 12 o'clock.
I don't mind going over there.
Yeah.
I don't mind going over
but
there.
But before then, we've got to get there.
That's the plan.
Tranmere Rovers next week.
Yeah, big game.
Big game.
Yeah, listen, Tranmere have turned us over in our history a few times, and one of the more memorable ones is one of the first games I got involved when Cam was here, and we got beat 6-0 away, and it was a horrible, horrible game.
Commentating on that game, really enjoyable.
Yeah, it weren't great, I think. So the girls have got a little bit of history there, so we know what we've got to do. We know what we've got to do one game at a time, and listen, we do a job next week, and the season's set up for a strong finish.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.